welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 112, Clearing Your Mind. Oh boy. Now, this is a huge topic. I've been sitting here trying to think about how I can organize it in a way where you can get even not just the fundamental piece, but also that fundamental piece that may start breaking apart the structure that your mind's been built around. Our minds become very, very, very solid, grooved in, and highly reactive. Now, they do this in a multiple ways. Yes, we do it energetically, where the thoughts, feelings, emotions, all of that has an energetic electromagnetic imprinting effect where we take it on, we stick it in our head, and our mind stays cluttery that way. We also get reactive that way. Beyond that, there are the thought processes where every time you go down that one thought train, deeper, you groove that thought train in. It's like walking in the snow. You take one footprint and put it down, but then you keep going down that same path over and over and over and over again. Before you know it, there's no snow left. You can start to see the ground and the path has really been laid. Those deeper grooved in patterns pull you like crazy. Anytime you get triggered or you become reactionary, before you know it, you default back to those really grooved in patterns. Changing your mindset and really clearing your mind becomes hard that way. So beyond the energetic component, holding all that stuff in, and this kind of thought train process where we groove it in deeper, we then have our behavior stuff that comes in too. So it's the way our mind gets triggered, whatever thought we're thinking, what then starts to pop out of our mouth. Those kind of like uh-ohs where before you know it, your mouth opens and you spray all over somebody. We've all had that experience, unfortunately. Also where we go into reactionary behaviors. You may shut down when certain thought patterns get triggered. Your mind gets super busy. What do? Do you go into overwhelm and lose it? Do you become the tornado in the room? Do you shut down and pull away from people? We all have different ways that we're built. And for me, one of the huge ways we can actually start lightening up ourselves, our bodies, our living, and our creative potential is really to be able to learn how it is that we tick, without judging it, without making it wrong, and also knowing that we don't have to stay that way. We're just becoming aware of where we function right now. And once we do, guess what? We can start to play to our strengths and learn new tools about how to change it. Everything is changeable, and this is no different. It's just a bigger topic and something we have to keep chipping away at. So just think about that. Take a brief second just to tune into your own body, your space, and your mind. Start to become aware of all the energetic patterns where there's just this thing that as soon as you get around a certain energy, your brain starts to get a little bit busier. Think of all those thought patterns that you've been on before, all that kind of like devil on your shoulder whispering of, oh, you're not good enough. Oh, you can't handle it. Oh, that's just a dream that'll never come to fruition. Every time you've walked down that path, what have you done? You've dug in that cognitive pattern, that neural pathway groove deeper. So it's easier to fall into. And beyond there, every single time that you've been triggered by that energy, fallen into that grooved in thought pattern, and then allowed your behavior to run away with you, every time you do that, you let the mind win. You give it a power that it actually doesn't have to have and doesn't need to have over you. One of the ways to clear your mind is to start to become aware of those grooved in patterns. I think this is a beautiful way to actually do some self-reflection. And again, without judging it or making it wrong, it's just learning how it is you are right now. Because as soon as you can become aware of that, get present with actually what is, not what you want it to be. Cut to the heart of the matter. Then you can start to look at how to change it. I invite you this week to just maybe keep a journal and a running tab on the ways that you start to react, the ways that your mind starts to become busy, and the ways your behavior and your thoughts get swept away into that and out of choice, so that you have a little bit more clarity to move from here. A huge, huge, huge fundamental thing, that piercing quality that we can have with this, is for you to know without a doubt that you actually are not your mind. Those reactions to the energies around you that you've been around of your whole life, those grooved in thought patterns that you've been walking and walking and walking so that there's no snow left, and even those behavior patterns where outwardly you've been expressing yourself this way, none of that is actually you. Those are learned behaviors. Those are reaction patterns. Those, a lot of times, are unconscious patterns where we're not in our best self to be able to make a clear, conscious, creative choice that can lead you in the direction that you may desire to go. So first and foremost, wherever you may be judging yourself, please take heart. You are not the only one that goes through this. This is one of the huge things I work on in my coaching business. Also, as my career as a medical speech language pathologist, I've done cognitive therapy 4 years with patients. And it's amazing to me to see how deeply grooved in our mind becomes and how cluttery it becomes, where there's so much taking up the space that being able to create new patterns that may lead you in a whole new direction become quite difficult. Most of us try to create change by changing something in our mind and our mindset, but we don't have a way to actually clear it out first. So what does that look like? It looks like trying to get a whole new set of tools into a garage that is jam-packed and overly full. Very tricky to do. Clearing your mind is a couple of different parts. One we've already talked about, recognizing where you are reacting, right? Becoming clear on that. Then it's knowing that you're actually not that. Those are just reaction patterns. They're learned behaviors. They can be changed. Stop identifying with them. Stop identifying with the things that go through your head. Don't personalize it. As soon as you get all worked up and you get stressed out and, oh my goodness, your head gets super cluttery and busy, and before you know it, you go into that grooved-in pattern of, I can't handle it. I can't take this. This is too much. I need to pull back. And before your behavior starts to kick in, where you start to yell or snap at the people around you or pull away or self-sabotage in some way, stop yourself. No. There's energetic stuff going on. There's a grooved in thought pattern. My behavior is starting to trigger. That's actually not me. There's a way that you can invite a nanosecond of space. That's all it takes. Nanosecond of space to know that that's not you. It's a learned behavior. It's a grooved in pattern that can be changed. This is a very advanced, very simple, and very practical, and also very outside of the box way to work, I would say. You can do this in a way that's super simple, noticing where it is that you're getting triggered. Also, it's extremely profound and advanced, because if you can learn to be super present and start to invite more space before you can react to things around you, the ability for you to regroove and clear your mind of all this stuff that is not yours to begin with, all these learned behaviors that you do not want to continue to operate from, is unbelievable. Being present in your life, becoming conscious, wide awake, and actually looking at what is, again, without the judgment factor, will create dynamic change for your mind and allow you to clear it out in a way that is way beyond any kind of meditation or quieting brain activity that you may have taken on before. I'm trained in meditation. I've done a lot of different techniques to quiet my mind. I still use them. They are super valuable and also incredibly delicious for my body. It's very relaxing. I find, though, that the fastest route to this is by actually allowing yourself to have the knowledge base of what's going on in your brain, to be aware of how you tick and get super present with that, and then start to notice in your day-to-day life when you go into those patterns. What do? You invite that nanosecond of space. Look at what's going on here. I know what this is. I don't have to react. So, as an example, next time you're at a social gathering, you walk up to somebody and you become aware of their energy. They're a little closed off. They're a little judgy. They may be unhappy. You may become aware of all that just in that instant second. That's your energetic sense. Start to notice where that gets stuck in your space. Then start to notice where that grooved-in thought pattern starts to come. That internal dialogue of, oh, wait a second, there must be something wrong with me. Why don't they like me? How come they're not responding the way that I desire them to? And then watch how your behavior wants to trigger, where you want to shy away. You want to pull back. You want to change the way that you are in hopes that they may see you differently. Do you see that in that scenario, none of that is actually you? It all has to do with the other person. It's your awareness of them. It's your environmental awareness of the environment. It's your situational awareness of the situation at hand. And it's your reactive patterns, learned behavior, that's starting to get triggered. None of that is yours. Take a beat, take a breath, recognize what's going on, and then choose something different. How do you break a pattern? You interrupt it. You recognize the pattern as it comes up. You take a break. You go, I'm not doing that. You interrupt it and choose something different. I invite you, as a starting off point this week, just to start to take a tally. Look to see where you're reacting. What are the energies that really trigger you? What are those internal dialogues, those thought processes that you just get sucked into and lose your choice? And what behaviors are you allowing to run away with that actually aren't creating what you desire in your life, in your relationships, and your businesses? This is a deep dive topic, and yes, it's not super light and sexy, I get it, but at the same time, it will set you free to lighten your load and light up your life in a way that is so far beyond anything you've done before. As an additional get up and go technique to go with this topic, I invite you to sign up below at the link to my newsletter. There is a free meditation on how to quiet the mind that'll actually help clear out the molecules of those energetic patterns. And with that, it'll actually start to create more space for you to gain the awareness that's going to help you utilize what we talked about in today's episode. So go ahead and click the link below, sign up, get that new meditation, and start to dig in, clearing your mind, quieting your mind, past the busyness. Stop reacting to your environment. Stop identifying with it and see what shifts and change. All right, guys, lighten up, and I will talk to you next Tuesday.